The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, the Kids Clinic this week gives me great pleasure to welcome to studio Grace O'Malley, paediatric physiotherapist and clinical researcher specialising in childhood obesity and exercise science. Grace, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks a million for
speaking to us. We're going to talk a little bit about childhood and obesity and how to deal with it if you think you're grappling with it at home. And maybe it's worth kind of defining what we mean by obesity in children.
Sure. So we know that as children grow, they gain weight, and they should. So around 4 kilos a year, children and adolescents should be putting on. So that's one thing that's really important for people to understand, that this idea that children should be losing weight isn't a good thing. We want children to gain weight as part of their normal health and development. But if we gain more weight or at a faster pace than we gain our height, there may be an indication that there's some issues with our health. So like we're worried about maybe children who have too little weight in their body, we're also worried with children who may be gaining excessive weight. So we measure growth using growth charts. And we know that as babies, we are small and light, and over time we get bigger and we gain weight. That's pretty, everybody understands that. But we go up and down over the years, and there's times when we'll gain more weight, and that's totally normal. It's part of our development. So we're thinking about weight gain over periods of time, so maybe 3 to 6 months. So if a parent is out there listening, or a child, or a teenager indeed, and they're thinking, oh, maybe I'm carrying too much weight, you're thinking about it in terms of over 6 months. And the way we do that is we measure. So we check someone's weight, we check someone's height, we calculate their body mass index, and then we put that on a growth chart for children.
Okay.
So then we're looking for the children who are very low. We're concerned about them if they're below the fourth centile, and then for children who are up in the higher centile, so over the 98th centile. And that means if you had 100 boys, let's say, who are 10, you'd line them all up, let's say, if you had height. So you, for people to understand, you have the smallest boy on the left and the tallest boy on the right. Halfway, you'll have the 50th centile. So 50% will be less than that, 50% be more. And we're concerned about the top 2%.
Okay. So that's a small amount of people. Like, I mean, there's a big weight range in the middle where you don't really need to worry too much.
No, you don't. So when we do big population studies like the COSI study for monitoring obesity or the Growing Up in Ireland study, we're thinking about the tails of that spread. So we know around 1 in 5 children and teenagers in Ireland will be in the overweight or obesity category. So you may be carrying extra weight and it might be overweight, but that doesn't mean your health is affected by it.
Yeah.
So we only use the term obesity when there's a diagnosis of this condition.
And should people be worried about being in the overweight category, or rather should the children be worried about it if they're not in the obesity category?
You don't need to worry about any category unless your health is affected.
Okay.
So if your breathing is difficult, if you've got pain, if the child's been exposed to teasing or bullying, that's a problem. Now, that's not because of them. That's because of the children or the adults, indeed, that are around them. So the parents will often say to us, well, we came in to look for healthcare because my child was not wanting to walk. Maybe if they were like 3 and 4 years of age, they wanted to be carried. They wanted to be in a buggy. They're finding it difficult to move. They may have been getting breathless. They may have been complaining of not being able to sleep at night, that type of thing. And then older children, it might be that they're having headaches, or that they're, again, having pain, or then maybe being exposed to teasing or bullying. So you're not concerned about how a child looks. You care about how their health is and how they're feeling. Sometimes at this time of year, it can be very difficult because the routine has gone from school. And we know that generally children will gain more weight over summer periods and holiday seasons because the routine is gone. So the routine is really important. So what time we get up at, what time we go to bed, the amount we're sleeping, when we eat, what we're eating.
Yeah, grazing from the fridge when they're sitting at home all day.
Well, and that happens. So when we're bored, some of us will eat more, some of us eat less. But generally, we often will eat because we're bored, we're unhappy, we're kind of trying to soothe ourselves. And children are like that too. So we have to tune into our feelings of hunger. And are we hungry? Now, as a child, that's not your concern. It's your parents' concern. So for parents, we need to make sure that children and teenagers are having 3 healthy meals, 2 healthy snacks per day, that they're drinking plenty of water, plenty of milk as well, and that there's a good variety of foods, that they're then moving. So then we think about the 24-hour movement cycle, so that they sleep between 9 and 12 hours a day, depending on their age, at nighttime, ideally, and then that they're moving so that they get 1 to 3 hours of movement every day, play, depending on their age again.
Are there more kids falling into that obese category in recent years?
Well, the trends would suggest that things are levelling off. So the Cozy study and the Growing Up in Ireland study show that there's some levelling off, but unfortunately that's not in in children with social disadvantage. So when we look at, there's a socioeconomic gradient with obesity, like with many other chronic diseases.
Okay.
So children who have more adversity or financial difficulty or are living with more challenges socially will have a higher risk of obesity. And that may be because of how things are at home. There might be more stress, there might be more food insecurity, maybe more financial instability, less time at home for cooking or preparing, but also the environment can be very different. So the areas in which these kids are growing up may not be as safe. They may not have access to full supermarkets. They may have higher density of fast food.
So what is the advice then that's offered to parents when, you know, they bring the child in and over that 6 month period, you realise they're in that kind of 98th percentile and there needs to be some sort of intervention? Like, what does intervention look like when it's a child?
Yeah, well, it depends on the age. So intervention for a 3-year-old would be very different for a 14-year-old. So your first thing is to consider, do I need to go to a healthcare professional? And the first port of call is always your GP. If you've got little, small infants, you're going to be interacting with public health nurses anyway who are monitoring growth. So you go to your GP, the GP will do a growth assessment, plot on the growth chart, and then we'll see whether they need to be referred onward or whether they'll manage them themselves. You might be referred to a local dietitian, a physio, a psychologist, an OT, depending on what the needs are, or you might be referred on to a general paediatrician. Depending on where you're living in the country, then they'll refer onward. You might then be referred up to CHI, to the specialist clinic. But we only will see children in the CHI clinic who are at the extreme complex end of obesity. Most of these kids will be managed and should be managed in primary care. So the things that that health professional will want to do, first of all, is figure out, is there any other thing going on with this child? Would they have maybe a developmental delay? Is there other reasons that a child might be gaining weight? Do they have a genetic reason for their obesity? Is there a syndrome involved? Or is this what we call exogenous obesity? So in inverted commas, simple obesity. But the treatment will be the same in terms of clinical guidelines. Start off with a conservative approach where you're looking at the nutrition of the child, how they're moving, their fitness, their sleep, and then the dynamic in the family, how the child is doing it from a mental health point of view. And then depending on the needs of the child or their health, they may be eligible for one of the pharmacotherapies. And again, depending on the needs of the child, they may be referred for bariatric surgery, which for teenagers isn't available in Ireland yet. It will be in the new children's hospital. And we do have some cases where we need access to surgery for teenagers who are maybe losing their eyesight or are at much higher risk of heart attacks. And
when you say pharmacotherapies, Ozempic and things like that?
There's a number of different pharmacotherapies that are available and that are approved for use in teenagers if there's signs of diabetes.
And I mean, how difficult a boulder is it to push uphill, this one, when it comes to kids? Kids are remarkably resilient in a lot of ways. And is it the same on this front as well, that with the right intervention, that, you know, over a couple of years, they'll kind of be
back
down the percentile range?
Yeah, and sometimes it may be that you won't change the percentile range, but you'll reduce the complications.
Okay,
so you might actually reduce their pain, or their blood pressure might come down, or they may be able to get back to school. So it depends on where the child's starting off and what you're going to be able to realistically get. But all obesity treatment should be focusing on health gain and not weight loss, because losing weight in children isn't necessarily a sign of success. So that's really important for parents to understand that as well.
Grace, listen, thanks a million for coming in to us. Grace O'Malley, a paediatric physiotherapist, clinical researcher specialising in childhood obesity and exercise science as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.